On a rainy, chilly fall day, the research team and I leave from a hotel lobby in Princeton, West Virginia. It takes us about an hour to get to the Elkhorn Water Plant. Outside, water from an old coal mine flows swiftly down the mountain. This is the source of tap water for this district. Operators tell me it's good water that, while treated, doesn't require an intense process like reverse osmosis to get it ready for the tap. The graduate students are trying to get a handle on the context and history of the water systems in the region.
So much of the problem is tied to the context, the historical context, the geographic context.
Carl Russick is one of the students in the Master of Environmental Studies program at the University of Pennsylvania.
It's hard for someone who's not from the area to kind of get their head around some of the challenges faced, you know, in all those respects without really having a chance to see the area.
Carl and other graduate students listened to a local representative of the public service district explain the massive challenges they have in maintaining these small water systems.
It was a nightmare, really.
Jared Brewster explains that a lot of these systems have been in disrepair for over 50 years, and so just getting these systems up and running properly would cost millions of dollars and years of work. Those same challenges face water systems in rural communities all over the United States, to some degree. But as graduate student Carl Russick notes, the problems facing coal country are worse than most. He grew up in a coal town in Pennsylvania.
I think a lot of the demographic challenges and a lot of the socioeconomic challenges are very similar to where I grew up. One of the differences is when the mines did shut down in the 50s, there was still enough economic critical mass that the communities could survive a little longer. I mean, they're hollowing out just like, you know, small towns all over the country are hollowing out, but it's not quite as geographically isolated as, you know, parts of Central Appalachia.
The team is first working to identify where existing mechanisms fall short. Replacing infrastructure is not cheap, and sometimes paying higher bills or writing a grant in a tiny community just aren't options.
You know, there are a lot of people doing some very hard work and some very good work. They're just, you know, as just the existing toolkit is not built to handle some of these problems because they're just not the scale necessarily, the number of people involved, the number of customers to be able to support kind of, you know, how these projects are funded in other parts of the country.
Another graduate student working with Carl is Mavish Ilyas. She says visiting the region provides an opportunity for the students to connect some of their studies to the people it could possibly impact.
And it just diversified our understanding of the problem. Like, this is a diverse issue, but at the same time, you know, we have so many opportunities. So we have the opportunity of leveraging funding, starting meaningful conversations with the communities, introducing technology and creating jobs. And we had this very interesting conversation with the mayor of North Fork.
North Fork is a town in McDowell County that's been on a boil water advisory for years. The advisory will end when the system is replaced or there's another solution put in place.
And, you know, it just showed that the local administrative bodies, they're willing to become a part of the solution. And, you know, they were so welcoming when they heard about our project. And, you know, they were like, just propose anything to us and we will be more than happy to consider it. And I think that was very encouraging.
The goal is to come up with suggestions for community leaders in southern West Virginia. Students hope that specific solutions for this region could inspire water infrastructure solutions in other rural communities.
This would serve as a baseline study. I'm sure there are a lot of research papers and articles out there, but nothing has been consolidated to this level.
The team is still compiling the results. It's not clear when those will be available.